Let's do this. I don't want to leave him on hold too long. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that our listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. You can't spell Jesus without U.S. You remember that.
Oh, that's genius. US. Yes, I'll remember that. Look, buddy, look. The NSA has been listening in on millions of private phone calls. I mean, come on. This is the lowest blow yet, Lawton. The lowest.
What's the matter, Mark? Worried? Got things to hide? Dirty little secret?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good, because the NSA is monitoring this phone call right now.
What?
Well, yeah, when I heard about President George W. two-terms mandate Bush's surveillance program, I called up the NSA and I said, hey, please track all of my phone calls. That's what a patriot does, mister. Hello out there, NSA man. Can y'all hear us okay? Should we speak up a little louder for you? I just want to say to you NSA boys, you're doing a heck of a job. Jeb Bush in 08.
All right, okay then, Lawton. I want them to hear this. This program is the worst violation of privacy and civil liberties ever. Ever! Was that loud enough?
You don't get it, do you, Mark?
What?
We're at war. W-A-R. We need every tool at our disposal to fight these evil terrorist evildoers. You know, if you weren't so whacked out of your mind on ecstasy with an orange pacifier hanging out of your mouth, well, you know, the disco's closed, liberals. It's morning. Time to face the daylight.
Hey, how does violating the privacy, of ordinary Americans keep us safe from terrorists? Huh, Lawton? Tell me that.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Protect us from the bad men, Daddy, just as long as it doesn't interfere with my baby-killing meth orgy. Well, maybe you should call up Susan Sarandon. Maybe she'll keep you safe from the terrorists, huh?
Hey, look, Lawton, how can you justify monitoring tens of millions of calls from ordinary citizens? That's just crazy. You think that many Americans are affiliated with Al-Qaeda?
No, Mark. Twice that many.
Oh, come on.
Did you know one out of every three Americans works directly for Al-Qaeda? That's true. Every day there are tens of millions of calls discussing Al-Qaeda business. I could show you the phone lines.
Uh-huh.
They're right here.
Uh-huh.
Al-Qaeda's written right there on their paycheck stubs.
Yeah.
Take a look at your paycheck, mister. I'm sure it's written on there somewhere in Arabic, paid to the order of Markama bin Marin.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Would you stop it, Lawton? So you're telling me that you're okay having agents listening in on your conversations? Is that what you're telling me?
Of course. My conscience is as clear as Ozark spring water. Yours, on the other hand.
What about me?
Well, my friends at the NSA have supplied me with a tape of you on the telephone just last week. Put it this way, you might want to get a lawyer.
My conscience is clear, too. Now, you go ahead and play it. Play your stupid tape. I dare you.
Whew. Okay. I warned you, though.
Have you been a bad Democrat?
Yes, ma'am. I've been a very bad Democrat. I should be punished.
Are you wearing your bad Democrat underpants?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Mrs. Clinton.
That's better. Now say the pledge. Say it!
I love Al-Qaeda. I love Ted Kennedy. I hate George W. two-terms mandate Bush. Do I get pudding now? Please? Bad boy wants pudding. Pudding!
Whoa.
Wrong tape! Wrong tape!
Yeah.
Wrong
yeah.
tape!
Yeah, yeah, it's wrong for the government to spy on our private business, isn't it, Lawton?
Yeah, so wrong! So wrong! You're not going to tell anybody about this, are you, Mark?
I don't know, Lawton. I mean, you were threatening me a minute ago.
Please!
All right. Okay, all right. Hey, NSA guy listening in, do you have any tapes of me?
Not yet, Mark.
That's what I thought. All right, Lawton. Right, pull it together, buddy. Just pull it together, will you?
What about Mishnah? Mark, I'm pretty sure she's in Al-Qaeda.
Uh-uh.
Have you checked?
No, all right, Lawton. Goodbye. Goodbye, NSA guy.
Bye, Mark. Hey, God loves you. Deal with it. Hey, NSA guy, I need to talk to you about that tape for a minute.
Yeah, I bet you that that they need to talk about that tape. That was you know, I always think I know Lawton. I know what's going on, and then you go to the next level with that guy, and it's even darker and more creepy than you would ever imagine.
I just think he needs to see somebody about his throat.
Yeah, everybody has some dark secrets. I mean, I'm not judging his relationship with his dominatrix. You know, if that's your bag, you're entitled to it. Do you understand?
I don't know. I am. I think it's kind of disturbing.
Do you know anybody that is into that?
Dominatrix?
Yeah.
I think we all have a dominatrix of sort.
My buddy used to date one, and it's quite a weird thing when they get called from, you know, while they're at dinner because she has to go pee on a rich guy. See you later, honey. I'll be here when you get home. I'll rent a movie. All right, we'll be back with Michelle Goldberg and her book Kingdom Coming: The Rise of Christian Nationalism.